Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
We have the intro recut so that I don't have to say you're strikingly handsome anymore. Couldn't that guy say it? Featuring the strikingly handsome Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
I don't believe he would do that. He has standards.
We pay him,
standards.
Don't we?
Yes, but he has. There's some things he won't say.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, then I'll just keep doing it. Good morning, strikingly handsome Mark Lawrence.
Thank you.
Program director here at WKOK.
2019.
Citizen of the Year from Sunbury a few years back.
2019 calls for you, I think 2014, calls for you to be, say it, twice a month instead of once a month.
Does it really?
Yes.
Okay.
So the year is not starting out on the right foot for you.
No, it isn't. Where's my agent when I need him?
All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. This is the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He's an ultra-conservative individual, natural-born listener, papa at the dinner table. So Rob Center, a fabulous producer, and that would be Dixie's dad. And Dixie's so kind to take Rob out a couple times a day for a walk in and around Northumberland. So we very much appreciate him being willing to do that. So
take the dog for a walk?
Yes.
Why? What dog do you have in that fight?
I just think it's good for Rob. You know, he's obviously...
To get out and walk around?
It's obviously helping Rob's fitness. Diet, fitness, and exercise. That's what the...
Fresh air. It's good for you.
Fitness.
I won't deny any of that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Diet, exercise, fresh air. Right. Yeah, it's all good.
Get a lot of exercise bending over to pick up material the dog leaves behind.
Absolutely, yep.
Plus, you know your neighbors. You know what's, you know, when somebody's house has a new decoration, you notice it, you know.
So they'll come out and yell, "Get off of my lawn!"
I have had that happen.
I've done that. I'm the curmudgeonly old man.
Who yells
please,
at
not
people.
There. That's a $900 boxwood, please. I didn't put it out there so you could pee on it.
You have a $900 boxwood?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's funny how you buy these gorgeous big flower pots. You put them out front, and you buy all these flowery plants and put them in a plant, and everything's going up, and somebody thinks, oh, this will be a perfect dog for my, or perfect place for my dog to pee. Isn't this wonderful? Yard decorations. So, yeah, I'm the curmudgeonly old man that says, thank you. Yeah, that's why we
have
put all that there.
Have you yelled at Rob?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Although she has done her business in Mark's yard.
If I were you, I'd take her back.
No, she's good. She's good. She's a good dog.
Yes, she is.
So she's happy to see me some days. She barks sometimes, so she's smarter than you think.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't stand still for very long.
You'd bark, too, so right. You saw me. In fact, we had a dog in the building today barking at me.
Oh,
so
did you?
Perfectly normal. Yeah, it's an adoptable pet.
Oh.
Gorgeous black mix of some kind of dog here. On 94KX, they have... tail wagging Wednesday, something like that.
Oh, that's a
and
good
so
thing.
They bring in an actual pet and put it on the radio.
And they haven't taken them? I'm knowing
Tom. Oh, yeah,
Laura,
I think they
I'm
all
surprised
get,
they don't have every pet that's coming.
Laura only adopted one. Right. That's the limit at their place.
Okay.
So. All right, well, welcome on board, everybody. We always start out with a little bit of frivolity, then we get serious.
So we're done with that, right?
Yep,
frivolity's
let's dig
over.
In.
Check that off the list.
On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line, 100% wide open. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You are welcome throughout our program or immediately to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Do as two individuals have done. Send us a note at onthemark@wkok.com. And if you own a business or you're one of the deciders at a local business, the On the Mark email in basket is available. available for advertisements. So if you'd like to sponsor the email in basket, you get 6 mentions a show plus spots that run throughout the rest of the day on WKOK. It's an opportunity for you to get on the radio. Easy entry-level spot for a fine local business. Please contact Melissa at 570-286-5838. That's 570-286-5838. Now you can text us at 70236. That's our Text Connect system.
Okay, yesterday we had we were discussing Utah. Was it Utah?
That was did lower the blood alcohol content limit for DUI.
0.05, and right. Someone called in and said they thought there were no consequences with respect to taking if you refuse to take a field sobriety test. So I asked Shamokin Dam's chief of police, Tim Bremigen, if that was true.
Remember, we're talking about the field sobriety test, not the blood test.
No, he says, I do not know of any consequences for not taking a field sobriety test. The field sobriety test allows us to gather probable cause, and if somebody does not give us a field sobriety test, then I would have to go on other factors that lead me to believe someone is driving under the influence. Under the implied consent law, a person would have to submit to a chemical test if the police have probable cause to believe the person is under the influence. The chemical test is the test you may not refuse without consequence of losing your driving privileges. And he says, I want to be clear, hope that helps you out, and I hope you don't plan to be driving drunk anytime soon.
Yeah, to you.
No, Chief, I don't plan on it. Okay, thank you for that, clarifying that. So apparently you can refuse to take a field sobriety test, but the officer then has to fall back on his training and expertise in identifying other signs that would give him probable cause. Now, I guess you could For a chemical test, which you can't refuse without losing your driving privileges. Now, I guess you could claim that he didn't have probable cause, but that's harder for you to do if you don't agree to take the field sobriety test.
Well, plus with dash cams and so on, the things that the officer might indicate are probable cause, some of which would be evident on a dash cam, some of it might be evident if, you know, through his contact with you. Now, do you have to get out of the vehicle if you do not wish to?
I think if a policeman tells you to get out of the vehicle, you have to get out of the vehicle.
That's the end of it. They could wrestle you out if they had to.
If they have to, I suppose. But, you know, how else are they going to determine whether or not? I mean, they have the right. If something you've done attracted their attention and they believe you're not driving properly, they have the right to examine you and make sure that you are not a threat to others and to yourself.
I don't know.
So the question becomes, you know, is that entrapment? No.
Not entrapment, unless they're waiting outside the bar. I think that's always a suspicious activity.
Well,
they watch people pull out of the bar parking lot. So
that's
they
like
can
saying
stop
if you, a policeman sits in front of a bank and somebody robs it, he's been entrapping the bank robber.
Not particularly true, no, because it's very unusual for a bank robbery to occur, and there is only one way to rob a bank, and that is criminally. So I think an officer waiting outside a bank.
How many ways to drive drunk are there that aren't criminal?
There's a lot of ways to drive, but the officer needs probable cause to stop you.
Yeah, but there's only one way. If you're driving drunk, you've committed a crime. That's my point.
Right.
So an officer is sitting out in front of a place where people drink,
mm-hmm.
is it unreasonable to assume the people coming out of there might be impaired?
Right. I don't think it's unreasonable, but I think it's illegal. A presumption that you're guilty to stand outside the bar and just start stopping people. Now, if they stumble out of the bar and they get in their vehicle and they cross the fog line twice and the yellow line once, well, that's a different story.
Well, that's like saying that running a speed check is improper and entrapment because you didn't, you were sitting there waiting for somebody to go by speeding. You know people are on the road, you know they're likely to mm-hmm. speed. Probably the number of people speeding is lower than the number of people who come out of a drinking establishment somewhat impaired.
Well, but on the other hand, the officers generally use a threshold for speeding. You know, they don't stop everybody that's going 36.
And they don't stop everybody
on the old trail.
Weaves all over the road either, do they? They do. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
If they can. Well, I'm still right. would like to know what the difference would be. I'd still like
someone
to show me.
In terms of people's reaction.
Well, the reaction time and
I think it'd be considerable for you and I and much less detectable for somebody who drinks a lot. That's all. I think we can get somebody to tell us officially, but that's common sense.
Okay. Do you think this is going to save lives and, reducing it by that 0.3%?
It probably will save lives, because I think if you have a 0.05 blood alcohol content limit on your DUIs, I think you're going to have people being hyper aware. You know, for me, that would be one beer would put me up to 0.04%, and almost any portion of the second beer would put me above the legal limit, which I think to myself, because I don't drink much, I feel it on the first beer, you know, first sip, you know. So, but I know people who drink a lot of cans of beer, and they are completely unimpaired or undetectably, you know, intoxicated until many beers later.
Well, I have a Christmas event tonight, and I'm planning on having my annual beer.
Okay.
But then I will switch over to soft drinks and eat, and then I will be there for a while. So
and you have to drive home.
Yes.
Okay, so this is tonight's the night. Well, this is exciting. We'll make it a draft in a cold glass, please.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they're serving. I can't go in and demand.
Are you at a fine local restaurant or at a home? Or
a fine local establishment.
Okay, well, they'll have a cold glass and draft beer probably, so yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I like Blue Moon, if you need a suggestion.
No, they always stick an orange peel in that. I don't like oranges in my beer.
For a person who doesn't drink much, you're awfully informed.
A friend of mine who always ordered Blue Moon always had an orange peel stuck in.
Right, yeah, that's their stick.
Well, it's not mine. Want to mess up a good beer with an orange peel?
It's an iron slice.
Well, whatever it is.
It's a sliver.
In any event.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We are wrapping up the conversation related to Utah's on the books and NTSB recommended 0.05% blood alcohol content threshold for DUI. Prompted a pretty vibrant discussion yesterday, not the least of which is somebody who may say that that is an onerous, unfairly low level, that a lot of people aren't impaired at that point. A lot of people can get to 0.05%, but it doesn't impact their behavior or slow their reactions. So they don't think that that's a good idea. So if you want to weigh in before we switch topics or move on, give us a call right now, 1-800-795-9565. We also talked about the fact, is there any way to get home after a party? One of our listeners says, I think Paul's Cabs in Sunbury stops running at 6 p.m. and the closest Uber is Harrisburg or State College. Now, there was an Uber in Selinks Grove.
Was there? One guy?
or female. And okay. But I don't know anymore. But anyway, I can't find a locator for Lyft services, so local drunks have to get home some other way. Merry Christmas, says Dave on the Hill. So it's harder to get a ride home publicly than you might think around here. There is Susquehanna Valley Cabs, so look them up. That might be an answer, folks, and not necessarily Dave. He's not probably really looking for a ride home.
Well, then there's, I know that locally there's Blue Line Chauffeurs from Milton, and they are all of their drivers are ex-police officers.
Right, so they offer safe driving and an element of body protection too.
Right.
So they got it all going on. Yep. All right, so those are the things we've been talking about, the drunken DUI. We just got the news releases yesterday from all the state police barracks, Milton and Selinks Grove, and they both cover a broad region about DUI checkpoints that are coming up, roving patrols, so they'll have an opportunity to once again violate the Constitution by presuming you are guilty until you go through the checkpoint and prove yourself innocent.
You who just argued the other side of that.
1-800- Well, that's my...
You must be sore from flip-flopping.
That's my old stick in the craw about DUI checkpoints. You clearly, as you go through them, they assume that you're guilty, but you have an opportunity to prove yourself innocent. Now, the thing that saves them, and these have been constitutionally tested, so they are constitutional, is that driving is not a broad right.
It's a privilege.
So, yeah. So if you're going to use our highways or their, you know, the state's highways and... pay into the state's gas tax, you're considered a participant in this privilege of
driving.
Implied
consent.
Right. Yeah, there you go. That comes with your license, correct? Implied consent for a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We very much appreciate everybody checking in today. I want to mention that we are brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, super duper family owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. You can stop by the Kia dealership on routes 11 and 15 there at Running Road, and they would just love to talk to you about the fact that they got the Kia Sorento, plus that super fast new car. I keep forgetting the first name of it. And I'll tell you what, though, they got an SUV, sedan, best owner loyalty of anybody, meaning people who have a Kia keep it for a couple of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, but then come back and get another one. In fact, Kia rewards you. They have one of the greatest owner loyalty programs in the car business. So that's on 11 and 15, or travel across the river to the dealership on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They would just love to talk to you there. They got Ford, Hyundais, and Lincolns, and they got a wide variety of vehicles, a vehicle for everybody. Go in the Lincoln showroom. That's where they got a wonderful MKZ, ultra high efficient vehicle there. And they got a Navigator pick-em-up truck there, and they got another Lincoln there. I forget which one it is, but I'll tell you what, it's very shiny and white, and it's in the showroom at the Lincoln dealer. Does that help?
I'd like a shiny white car, please.
Well, it's a Navigator, but it has a different name. But anyway, okay, but they can take fantastic care of you at the Lincoln dealership or the Ford Sunbury Motor Company, Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln dealerships. They would just love to super serve you. Make your first contact at sunburymotors.com or just go and visit them. Ask for Ernie over at the Kia dealership or ask for Bob over in Sunbury, and they'll take fantastic care of you.
Well, our friend EB is full of the Christmas spirit. He is so forgiving. He just has come to love President Trump and wants everything to go wonderfully for him next year.
Anytime I see Trumpkin, I know we're in for
something.
Yeah,
he says, Trump's inaugural committee, campaign, administration, organization, transition team, and foundation are all under criminal investigation. In fact, yesterday, he agreed to dissolve the Trump Foundation after a federal lawsuit accused it of a persistent pattern of illegality. Remember when conservatives said Hillary should be locked up because of the Clinton Foundation? I bet not one single member of the Trump cult will be calling for Crooked Donald to be locked up. After all, the party of law and order is totally fine with criminal activity, just so long as it isn't a woman or a person of color committing it. Also, let's not forget that Trump University was closed down because of, you guessed it, illegal activity. The man is a criminal, no matter how you look at it. Doubtlessly, the brainwashed Trumpkins will say that a good economy excuses away all of Trump's crimes. Oh, wait, the stock market is on pace to have the worst year since the 2008 financial crisis and the worst December since the Great Depression. So much winning. Signed, E.B.
Somebody put that on their Facebook page, too. We had posted that Bed Bath & Beyond is going to close one of their stores.
In Sealands Grove or in Hummel's Wharf.
You're right. And somebody put down, oh, is this what winning looks like?
Yeah, I'm sorry to see them go. Well, EB has at least some of a point, but, you know, I'll say let's lock up Trump, but let's lock up Hillary, too.
Oh,
she had a lot of investigations.
Come on.
Hey, almost everything the Clintons did was investigated, too. Not everything resulted in a criminal.
There's a name for this deflection that you do.
You can investigate anything.
But what about isms? Those are called but what about ism? But what about Hillary? But what about the Clinton Foundation? But what about ism?
No, I'm just saying that they're both. I don't think, you know, you and I both didn't vote for either of these candidates because of our concerns about this type of behavior
you're
on both parts.
You're a but what aboutist?
But what aboutist? Is that a religion?
Yes.
It's
like
sort of a
right.
Buddhist, but what about?
Whenever you hear Trump investigation, you say, but what about?
Well, nothing about it. I mean, if he did wrong, the guy should be locked up, just like Hillary should
be
locked up.
Well, maybe they'll be investigated and won't find any wrongdoing, which is possible. So.
Well, but, you know, none of these investigations have really closed. The president hasn't been found guilty of anything. I heard an interesting comment yesterday. Judge Napolitano was on Fox News, and CNN took delight in reporting this discussion he had with Shepard Smith, saying that the president might already be indicted secretly, that you can't indict a sitting president, but you could secretly indict him so that the statute of limitations didn't run out on any crimes he may have committed.
So the indictment is sealed?
Sealed and secret until such time as he would be out of office, in which case he would no longer enjoy that protection that a sitting president is accorded.
Okay.
Now, he isn't saying that is true.
It's possible.
He's just saying that it's possible that that happened. So we won't know. But, you know, should anybody be above the law? Should a sitting president be above the law if he breaks it?
I don't think that guideline says the president's above the law. They're just saying that he has too much to do at the moment.
He gets it deferred.
And whatever crime it is, and let's say there is one indictment, you know, whatever it happens to be, it's probably nothing that relates to the actual day-to-day hands-on activity of the government, you know, or that would be a different story. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with the way he, you know, issues recommendations to the Fed or does things as, you know,
but
could influence Wall Street or the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General or something.
If someone is dishonest in one thing, is it illogical to assume they might be dishonest in others and that the decisions they make might be colored by that dishonesty?
I would say yes under most circumstances, but not for President Trump.
Why?
Because I think he lives in his own world. You know, if he broke the law, he definitely should be punished at some point. But if he broke the law while running a certain business in a certain town and now we found out and there's an indictment that's sealed and quiet, it doesn't really bother me that that sits idle until he's done with the presidency, because I want him to be able to give his full attention to being president. You know what I mean? Makes sense. So that doesn't really bother me. So I don't think it's I don't think it really relates. You know, that let's suppose that dumb example is real. That doesn't have anything to do with the way he's running the U.S. Army or, you know, appointing generals or anything like that, or, you know, guiding the military or, you know, trying to guide the economy or things that he's doing. I'll tell you what, if you dislike the president, you don't need that indictment as your evidence. He's got plenty of decisions that he's made that have people on both sides of...
Well, I think that's a lot of the reason why people are coming after him, hammer and tong. But I looked at yesterday, again, Comey, former FBI Director Comey, was testifying before Congress. And again, a huge number of times he wrote... said he didn't remember, he couldn't recall, he didn't know. This is a guy who wrote a tell-all book about all the stuff he remembered, recalled, and knew about what President Trump did or didn't do in the Oval Office with respect to him. But his memory seems to be extremely selective. But I think the Republicans are on solid ground when they question this dossier and whether or not the FISA court was lied to. EB brings up the point that this is under investigation, that the president's under investigation. But if the thing that triggered that investigation was seriously flawed, is that fair under our system of government?
Is there any aspect of the Trump operation prior to being president or currently that's not under investigation?
No, I don't think his wife's under investigation.
Okay, yeah, Ivanka. Ivanka's fine. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Dale dialed it. Thank you, sir. You're on the mark.
Well, what's Joe failing to see is that you say no one's above the law. I mean, it depends on, we all know this for a fact, we'll see it right from our eyes, how you interpret the law and if you have the power to manipulate the law. Because what we see here is Congress being derelict in their duty to allow the FBI and all these big firms, Washington firms, embezzle money out of the taxpayer and keep it going. So that's all, you know. And I mean, if you can't see that, I'm sorry. I mean, could Joe see that? That's what's happening?
I'm not certain I see it the way you do, no. So what does that make me?
No, I try to show you that.
Well, I don't know how you're tying how are you tying big corporations into this? The president has fights with big corporations. He does things for them. He fights against them. I mean, he seems to be trying to improve the economy by dealing with them the way he feels they need to be dealt with. I mean, he's not a big fan of General Motors at the moment. But yet other companies that have brought jobs back here,
Congress,
he's been helpful
again,
to.
Is derelict in their duty for allow corporations to take over and manipulate our our bodies of government, because
Which corporations are you talking about, Dale?
I got the solution. Let's just have a military executive takeover. Nothing, no chaos or big. Just have the military go in there and just take control power of our government. Not let the people go in chaos and all. Just tell them it's going to be okay, and we're just going to make sure that these criminals, who they call themselves, lawmakers, are in check, because that's where the slippery slope is with Flynn right now, because then you got our law people who control the law are ready to prosecute a military man. So now you're going to get some hairy situation there, and that's exactly the way I look at it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are looking at that. So I don't think that any ambulance chaser is going to, take down our military. That's what we got to be careful of.
Well, may I offer you some suggested reading or perhaps movie viewing? You should see the movie or read the book 7 Days in May before you talk about military takeover in this country.
Well, last night on Fox, they had Nader. Check out Nader's last book, and he'll tell you that.
All right, well, check it out. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the call.
Just look at it. It's a repeat.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you.
He kind of faded out there at the end.
He got drowned out, I think, unfortunately.
Now, 7 Days in May, by the way, is written by Fletcher Knable, if you're interested in looking it up.
You're listening to News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time. It is 9 o'clock in the morning. More On the Mark coming up shortly.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, super duper fabulous producer. We very much appreciate all his hard work all year round. Does archiving, he does producing and call screening and hanging up awning, and we really appreciate that. He's just a fantastic help. He's a real ally to the show. There'd be no On the Mark if it weren't for Rob, and so we very much appreciate that. On the Mark, sponsored by the...
Did you forget somebody?
I'll get to you.
Well, when?
All right. Joe McGranahan is really a tremendous ally to the show, too. He really helps the show. In fact, there'd be no On the Mark if it weren't for Joe. Minus, of course, a few substitutes. But, Joe does a good job. He's in charge of global emergency response, and so we're very glad that he's on board. Are you happy now?
No, but keep going.
Okay. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our program or immediately, you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And throughout our program or immediately, you can text us at 70236. How do you do that? Well, if you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, sign up at WKOK.com. It is an opportunity for you to receive various breaking news tips from us. You just send you one sentence that's self-explanatory plus a link, and that goes to WKOK.com, so you can follow it on your smartphone if you so choose. But if you think it doesn't have too much impact on you, you don't necessarily need to follow the link. No ads. We don't sell the list. It's just an opportunity for us to tell you that we've posted breaking news at WKOK.com, and it's time for you to check it out. It's just one of the ways that we reach out to you and make sure that you're informed in the central Susquehanna Valley. In the news, one man is hospitalized and another in custody after a stabbing in Sunbury early Wednesday morning. Sunbury police say the incident occurred just before 3 a.m. in the 400 block of North 2nd Street. That stabbing took place on the sidewalk near the Sunbury office park. The victim was taken to the hospital. Sunbury police officers say they were able to chase down the suspect, who is in custody and will be arraigned at some point later today. Two locations in Shamokin will soon be a medical marijuana marijuana dispensary site. The Wolf administration announced 23 permits were issued, including two in Shamokin, the Harvest of North Central PA LLC site and the Farm Can Pen LLC site in Shamokin. Truly ironic is one of the sites is the former offices of Dr. Raymond Kranek in Shamokin, who has suffered criminal repercussions because of opioid dispensing. This is part of phase two of the medical marijuana program by the State Department of Health. A statewide organization which is working to reduce gun violence is weighing in on the Trump administration's plan to outlaw bump stocks.
Executive Director Shira Goodman says Ceasefire PA is pleased with the Trump administration's plan to make bump stocks illegal.
These are deadly accessories that nobody should have. They turn what's already deadly firearms into even more deadly firearms. And so this is an important step, but I think that we have to demand more of our officials.
Goodman says piecemeal efforts to address gun violence are not good enough, saying the president's plan to ban bump stocks is likely to face legal challenges. Goodman believes it would have been better to have such a ban approved by Congress. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And two more headlines briefly here. A judge in western Pennsylvania says he will seriously consider a motion to bar the death penalty from the case of two men accused of killing five people and an unborn baby at a Pennsylvania cookout. You remember this shooting that happened in Pittsburgh's Wilkinsburg suburb. Well, the judge says he's considering a motion to bar capital punishment because it is unconstitutionally cruel. The judge says this. He has other concerns about the application of the death penalty in Pennsylvania, including the cost and the impact on jurors. So that's sounds like we have an activist judge there. All right.
Rewriting the laws.
And finally, he's echoing what the governor's remarks are. So maybe if it comes from the judiciary, it'll have more traction than the governor's been able to do, although we haven't had anybody that has received the death penalty, so that much has been successful. Finally, some advertisers say they are leaving the conservative host Tucker Carlson's show following his remarks that immigrants could make the U.S. poorer and dirtier. It's the latest example of sponsors leaving a Fox Channel show after controversy, but experts say the flap is likely to blow over. So far, the show's biggest advertisers appear to be sticking with him in his primetime show, Tucker Carlson Tonight. Carlson last Thursday said that there's pressure from our leaders to accept immigrants, even though it makes our own country poorer and dirtier and more divided. He added Monday that in the Southwest, thanks to illegal immigration, huge swaths of the region are covered with garbage and waste that degrade the soil and kill wildlife. Thanks to illegal immigrants.
That's not the entire story.
Oh, I'm sure not. It's one paragraph.
he had on his program the mayor of Tijuana, where all of these immigrants who are currently camped, and he's talked about the problems it created, the crime that they're experiencing, the messes that they're experiencing, and just the overall problems it's put on them. It hasn't been a benefit to them. We keep hearing people say that immigration is a benefit to this country, but there they were offered sanctuary, they were offered jobs, but instead they're sitting there in this soccer venue or some venue that holds 10,000 people now. And I think the mayor said they have about 6,400 there at the moment. And they're causing large problems. The citizens who live there are complaining about it. They're blocking roadways. They're just milling about. You know, they were offered a chance to go on with their lives right there. The last time I heard any story was that they wanted $50,000 each to go home.
Oh, this is the same group.
Yes, it's the same caravan.
So that's being mishandled by both sides.
Tucker Carlson brought that out. You know, I don't know that his comments were offensive. I love that. You know, you have Mika Brzezinski using a filthy, despicable term.
Oh, brother. And come on, Joe. You're such a snowflake. Oh, my gosh. You can't say that. That's terrible.
Well, you don't want me to say it on the air. You said we couldn't say that.
Well, we don't say a lot of things on the air, but
Does that make me a snowflake or are you a snowflake?
No. You take it up with
the
boss.
You're melting. I'm telling you.
No,
you're melting.
You take it up with my boss.
In any event. The serious fact is that, you know, people were upset that Carlson was pointing this stuff out. and that it didn't fit the narrative that they want, that the, you know, that all immigration is good and then these people are wonderful. And the guy said that they're, the overwhelming majority of them are military age males. They aren't women and children.
Well, did he say that it will make the U.S. poorer or dirtier, or that it could?
He's saying it's making his town that way. You know, that's the problem. Let me see if I can find this. Genaro Lopez, he's an elected official in Tijuana, Mexico. He's exactly the kind of person you'd think a lot of American journalists would want to talk to. For months, the media have demanded that the migrant caravan from Honduras must be admitted to the United States. Once it gets here, they told us, our country will be greatly improved by its presence. That's how immigration works. The same caravan, the one they've been telling you about, is now encamped in Tijuana. It's been there for weeks. Has the caravan made Tijuana better? Lopez says he knows the answer. His job is to represent the citizens of that city. He's been on Carlson's program twice. Here's some of what he told them. Behind you, it seems that somebody's cleaning up garbage. Is there a lot of trash there? Lopez responded, there's a lot of trash because what I was trying to tell you, the 360 people we had there grew to 6,200, and that's why it got out of hand. So we got another facility. It's a big concert hall where you can have like 10,000 people under a roof. Things aren't getting better, he said. They're probably getting worse. Last weekend, we issued an ultimatum to all the Hondurans and Guatemalans that are camping out there on the street. They're blocking the street, and they're bringing all their necessities, trashing the street. Problems are still going on. There's been like 280 arrests. Before, it was solely for drug possession and being drunk in the streets. Now it's for breaking and entering into homes. So, I mean, that doesn't fit the scenario that people, you know, who support unrestricted immigration put out there, and that's what Tucker Carlson put on his show. And
well, who supports unrestricted immigration? That's a myth. That's
a
Fox News myth.
A lot of, according to the story that CNN ran, a lot of liberal activists have called for this boycott on Carlson's show because of these comments.
Well, they're hardly the worst thing that's been said on that on
that's
Fox News.
That's my point.
Now or ever.
On anywhere. Compare that to the derogatory term used about the Secretary of State.
Jeez. You are such a wuss. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. You're the arbiter of what words are permitted here.
Oh, my gosh. Mika Brzezinski said a derogatory term. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, she wasn't punished for it.
She should be fired.
Well, should Tucker Carlson be fired?
You know what? I think this, all of this stuff, all this baloney, all this C-R-A blank
well,
fails
me,
to
I
who cares.
Well, baloney in the dictionary, and there was your picture.
Well, that's understandable. I see that as very possible. I'm the purveyor of
You're
all of this.
You're a baloney sandwich, brother.
Right. So, but in any event, you know, this, I think we got to kind of take a few steps back and look at what we're really doing here. We're mishandling this Tijuana issue. If individuals are there and they want asylum, they should be judged and, you know, being given that opportunity to apply for it like everybody else. If there's too many or they have other demands or they have, I don't know what their negotiating value is. If they're in another city in Mexico and they're saying we want $50,000 plus let into the U.S., I'm not quite sure what their standing is.
No, they wanted $50,000 each to go home.
Oh, to skip. Okay. Well, in any event, you know, nobody's going to give that to them. So I just think this is an opportunity for us to look at maybe what our immigration is doing, what it is incapable of doing, which is handling all of these individuals and who want asylum in such a fast way, and we should do so. If the head of Tijuana says that his city is poorer and dirtier for this, and Tucker Carlson says, well, that's precisely what they're going to bring to the U.S., well, then let's do as you suggest, which is to examine what immigration's doing in the U.S. We want callers on this. Joe and I can argue about this for a while, but I really I'm trying to find some common ground here or find the solution. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. 1-800-795-9565.
Yeah, the Tucker Carlson's program, the story that CNN ran is about a number of sponsors dropping his show. And it said the retreat from Carlson's program came as liberal activists and organizations pressured companies to cancel their advertising. Carlson, a conservative who has made the subject of immigration a hallmark of his program, made the comments that led to the advertiser's decision on Thursday night when he said on his show that mass immigration makes our country poorer and dirtier and more divided. Now, he said that, putting it in context, based on the comments that came from the mayor or from this official from Tijuana. after initial backlash that included at least three advertisers pulling their commercials. Carlson defended those comments on his show Monday night, showing images of trash left at the U.S.-Mexican border and arguing that huge swaths of the region are covered with garbage and waste left behind by the immigrants that degrade soil and kill wildlife. You smirked at that. Doesn't trash harm wildlife?
I guess so. It just seems kind of funny. It's like a catchphrase, you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're here for trash. What is it? What's the phrase?
That degrades the soil and kills wildlife.
Soil and wildlife. Okay. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Honestly, please call us.
We got one call waiting and one coming in.
We've got to fix immigration. Joe doesn't have the solution. I do, but what's your view? Dan, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going back to before the break there. You know, I love Dave's word, politicianer. that's one of my favorites, and what I thought of is Trump. Problem is he's not a politicianer. He never has been, and I don't think he ever will be. And that's why the establishment side's always talking against him and have all these investigations. They count the investigations as truth. They put it out there every night, every day as truth. And when you talk about anything with the fake dossier, you're considered a deep state theorist, and it doesn't matter about that side because Trump's not in the establishment. In other words, he's not a politician, but the Clinton machine and all the machine, Comey and all them are deeply involved in politics. So when you hear all these things against Trump, you have to take that into consideration.
But he is a politician, Dan. He practices the art of politics, which I define as how can I take maximum credit with minimum responsibility?
Well, in other words, like you said, Joe, many times, how many people thought Trump was ever going to get elected as president? And to their dismay, to this very day, he's not their president. They never will accept him.
He's Russia's president.
As a president, and you know, Trump does not do anything like a good politician, or he didn't have the press, the elitist press, into the Christmas party. And guess who was there? Rush Limbaugh was in the White House for the Christmas party the other night. He had his friends in, but not the elitist media. So Trump doesn't play politics. He sticks by his friends, and that's how he'll win the next election. Because the base is still with Trump as long as he gets the wall done. We don't care. I don't care if Mexico pays for it or not.
He isn't getting the wall done. I mean, the fact is he can't get his own party to support even a modest increase in the amount of money spent on the wall, you know. So
that's it.
And
yeah,
now he's signaling,
he's signaling now
that he's willing to compromise. I mean, last week he said he was willing to shut the government down in order to get the wall, said he'd be proud to do it. Now, yesterday, his press secretary said that if the Congress passes something to avoid shutting down the government, he'd take a look at it and see whether he could sign it. That's pulling back.
Well, he knows how to play the game.
And what game is that? That game is politics.
He'll get the wall. But
Dan, that game is politics, and you just said he wasn't a politician.
Well, he's not exactly. He don't use the same methods. He doesn't suck up to anybody to get his job done. Trump doesn't have too many friends in Washington. I don't know. Sometimes people that are in his staff aren't his friends. Mm-hmm. A lot of them aren't, and he didn't weed them all out yet. But Trump is Trump, and he's not going to suck up to the Washington establishment. That's why every day you hear this anti-Trump propaganda. But we're not buying it. We're not buying all the propaganda, because there should be an investigation into the other side. And Trump, so far...
Yeah, what about it?
There's no collusion.
Well,
you know, they keep talking collusion for 2 years or more.
All right, we got to stop you
and
then.
And there's nothing there. It's all anti-Trump propaganda. Even if you don't like Trump, you have to admit he's not being treated fairly.
Well, Dan, you said he hasn't gotten rid of all the people that oppose him inside his own administration. I would suggest he would benefit by reading Doris Kearns Goodwin's book, Team of Rivals.
Dan, you're on the mark.
Good morning. Excuse me. Following Dan, I have no idea what to say. In the first place, I think one of the explanations of why I would be called anti-Trump is because some of us studied Trump before he got in the White House, and we kind of got the idea that he wasn't very honest as a man who was in business. And we said, do we want a dishonest man in the White House? Some of us answered, no, we don't, no matter how much he is self-aggrandizing. That's one thing that I was thinking about this morning. Another is that if you're on Sean Hannity several times, Joe, that is not a good indication of your credibility. I would say that the guy that you're quoting is probably don't know anything about it.
It wasn't Sean Hannity, it was Tucker Carlson.
Whatever it is, Tucker Carlson. I can't tell them apart because all of them are just smeared with the same Trump mayonnaise. But let's say it's Tucker Carlson. If they're on with him all the time, check him out. I do. The man is hateful. He doesn't like anybody who's brown. He doesn't like anybody who's not from this country. And as far as the investigation goes, and there's no collusion, Richard Nixon said, I am not a crook, once, and we took him down. Trump has been saying no collusion for 2 years. It is a long investigation because it's a deep investigation, and the people investigating don't just walk around saying, like they do on a TV program, well, we have all the evidence. What they do is wait till the end. I think we're going to find that the Trump organization as a whole has taken us for a horrible ride in this country. And I think it was predictable, and I think we missed it.
What if they come out of this investigation and don't find any sign of collusion or any wrongdoing? What are you going to think?
I'm going to think that they did a good job, found out there was no collusion, and Trump was right. What would you think?
So if then you would you be prepared
I am going to guess that you're going to say that if they find there was collusion, you're going to argue that it was an unfair investigation.
No, if they found there was collusion and they could bring charges against him, I think he should go to jail, just like I think there was enough evidence to possibly indict Hillary for her use of that server.
Oh,
but they didn't.
Go back again. You remember why we're investigating this? It's
because of the dossier,
of the misinformation that was given about Hillary, because they hacked all of that stuff. You know, WikiLeaks. You know this. You're pretending not to, but Hillary, you were turned against Hillary because you listened to something that
it was
wasn't
the
true.
Dossier that the Democrats funded that they turned over to the special counsel that led to the FISA warrants that led to this whole thing, and that turned out they were flawed. It was paid for by the Democrats. Aren't you at least a little concerned about that?
I'm not passing the Democrats off as being perfectly all right.
Okay,
in
good.
In fact, they do many things I do not agree with. Problem is, I don't follow them around with my nose so close to their rear ends that I can't see what they're doing.
Well, you and Mika Brzezinski certainly use the same terms.
All right, we got
well,
you, Than.
I've got to definitely tell you that your lack of interest in freedom of the press is frightening for an old radio guy.
Well, he's a snowflake. What do you expect? All right, thanks.
So freedom of the press includes calling people names now?
All right, moving on.
Freedom of the press certainly does. I don't like it. But freedom of the press says absolutely you can call somebody a name legally.
We got you, Than. Thank you so much.
Well, then I guess I'm in trouble here because you won't let me use those terms.
Moving on. Thank you. Thank you, Than.
You're restricting my free speech.
You're allowed to talk. All right. Thank you so much, Than. Very much appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more callers related to President Trump and the what about it, which means whenever you say Trump, you have to say what about Clinton. Whenever you talk investigating anything about President Trump, you have to say, well, what about Clinton, so that you can deflect attention from Mr. Trump's many criminal activities. We have an email related to this, but we'll take more callers, 1-800-795-9565, and I'm going to tell you something good that the Trump administration is doing that I think is fantastic, and we're going to talk about it.
Well, I can hardly wait.
Momentarily.
I decided to write a little song. Here goes. My hometown pharmacy is great because of all these things. Personalized service, friendly employees. They're always glad to see me. They help out my whole family. My grandmom really likes them, and she's super picky. They know me by my nickname. Bet you still can't guess mine. Ha, ha, ha. Pharmacists who care, really low prices and all that other stuff that my mom likes, but I just don't understand. Happy holidays from me, hometown kid, and from everyone at the hometown pharmacies in Bloomsburg, Northumberland, Lewisburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, Mifflinburg, and Danville. And happy new year. P.S. My nickname is not hometown kid.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. They remind you to buy local. Every dollar spent locally gets locally spent 10 times over and over again. It rattles around in your community, helping charities, fire companies, churches, and everybody, until finally somebody takes it to Walmart and they send it to China. But it's an opportunity. Your hometown pharmacy out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in Northumberland, Danville Pharmacy on Mill Street in Danville, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Marcus Street in Bloomsburg, Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. It's an opportunity for you to enjoy a couple of things. Fantastic service, helping your hometown. Some of them got drug take-back boxes. Some of them do local delivery, but they all super serve you in every way humanly possible, and they take good care of you. They can cure all known diseases and feed the poor at the local hometown pharmacies. 1-800-7-
A non-substantiated claim that you're not allowed to make on radio without proof?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I want to tell you, I found something that President Trump is doing that's good. This was sent to us by one of our good listeners. It says, the Trump administration, this is from the Washington Post, says the Trump administration has decided to pull all U.S. troops out of Syria, a defense official said Wednesday. The decision was made Tuesday and would include the entire force of more than 2,000 U.S. service members. President Trump has long promised to conclude the campaign against the Islamic State and has questioned the value of costly and dangerous military missions overseas. But U.S. troops working alongside Syrian partner forces have struggled to eradicate the remaining pockets of militants in central Syria. An abrupt American withdrawal could raise questions about whether the militants would be more easily able to regain strength. So President Trump, according to an unnamed official, not allowed to speak, said is pulling U.S. troops out of Syria immediately.
And he banned bump stocks.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's a good thing, I guess. Well, yeah, I don't know about a ban. It seems kind of onerous. But if that actually makes us safer, that's a common sense thing.
Well, it would have made those people in Las Vegas safer.
Well, I think the guy would have got them illegally if he wanted one. Might as well just buy an automatic weapon, although they're probably pretty pricey.
I'm sure it will be challenged because part of the requirement is you turn them in.
or destroy them.
Yeah, confiscation. Boy, that's a switcheroo, baby.
There are going to be some people upset about that one.
I've never seen anything where they outlawed something and you had to confiscate the ones that you had. They're sold as accessories, so there's no registration for them. You know, if you bought one for cash at a gun show, you could still keep it.
But if you wind up having one and someone discovers it in law enforcement, you can be arrested.
Well, it's contraband. It's like having, it's like having a small amount of marijuana in your house. You can be wrestled to the ground and your children taken away from you because you had a bump stock or a doobie.
I would think of the two, the bump stock is a little more dangerous.
Well, true. Potentially, anyway. But in the wrong hands, marijuana can cause a lot of problems. The most dangerous thing about marijuana is being arrested with it.
I can't make up my mind which side of this argument you're on. Other days you sound like you're all ready for us to go pot smoking into the future.
All right, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Chris, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hey, I hope I didn't get you in trouble with the feds there on Friday.
Nope, we're good.
Okay. Joe didn't correct one of his fake news things that he was repeating last week.
Oh. Well, correct him, please. Yeah, he doesn't know he's wrong.
Yeah, probably. The Nancy Pelosi thing about her house.
You mean her wall?
Yes. You do know that was false, don't you?
I saw a picture of it. What do you call it?
That wasn't her house.
It wasn't?
If you read the item yesterday, you might have found that out in the letters column.
Well, I don't believe every letter to the editor I read.
And yes, that was a picture of a $23 million house in her neighborhood. It was, she lives in a different house that's a $2.3 million house in the same neighborhood. And there's no wall around her house.
AP says that was fake news. What do you know? Joe's promulgating fake news. What do you know?
Yeah,
the picture was running the paper.
You know, you got to check almost everything any right wing because it comes out because there's so many of them are fake.
Okay, well, the Pope has a wall around his house. I always use the two together.
Yeah, so that doesn't matter. Yeah, if you can dump on Nancy Pelosi, we don't want to check any facts, do we?
Well, I see the picture here. It says Nancy's house 5 days ago.
Yes.
And it looks like
it's not Nancy's house, though.
Okay.
It's another San Francisco home, right?
That's the picture I'm showing Mark, the picture that supposedly says
I've seen
Nancy
the bad
Pelosi's
one,
house.
But this is what they say is her
house. Okay.
It's just a brick house with big windows.
Yeah, a big wall, too.
It says PolitiFact. It doesn't have a wall.
Well, it has a garden.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
Oh, dude, she has a garden.
She's probably growing medical marijuana.
Really nasty about her.
I don't have a garden.
You barely have any trees in your yard, do you?
No, you haven't seen my house. I got plenty of trees.
All right, but anyway, what else is on your mind?
Leading up to a garage.
What else is on your mind, Chris?
Oh, well, the idea that Trump did not collude with the Russians, it's strange that they lied about all their Russian contacts. Consistently. You think there might have been some reason for that?
Well,
and that Syria thing, by the way.
Aren't all,
also,
Chris, let me ask you, you asked me a question. Chris,
Russia's glad to have us out of there.
Chris, let me ask you this question. Shouldn't administration officials be allowed or even encouraged to speak to the Russians and others in foreign governments? In order to try and promote peace and understanding, or at least where we all are coming from, I mean,
and get
you
them
can't
to
tell
fix
them
elections.
They can't, well, yeah, that part would be wrong, but I mean, to just say that all contacts between Trump administration officials and Russians are bad, that's going over the edge.
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, you implied it. That's why I'm asking you to explain it.
No, I didn't imply that. I said that they lied about it.
Well, what did they lie about? That they had the contact. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
But I'm saying to you, why should anybody lie about it? Isn't some diplomacy secret?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Isn't some diplomacy secret? Isn't some diplomacy secret? We have had presidents who denied, contacts with foreign governments in the past, but both sides, Republicans and Democrats, because they felt that the information getting out could be harmful. That's not unusual.
And he wasn't president at that time.
Huh?
And he wasn't president at that time.
Well, I can cite you instances of Harry Truman's kitchen cabinet where a lot of contacts were made behind the scenes. You know, if you read the books and read about his administration, you'll see that his kitchen cabinet unofficially had a lot of contacts with foreign governments over different issues.
Yes, and but when you're lying to the American people about it, then that raises questions. Why are you lying?
All right, we got you, Chris.
Yeah, all right.
Give you the last word. Anything else?
Well, if you can't see how crooked Trump has been all his life, how he's letting his financial decisions, his financial, personal financial positions affect his how he's governing the country, and I think you're being pretty blind.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Chris. Yep. Appreciate the call.
Well, that's exactly what we said earlier when I said that, you know, would, if he were guilty of a crime, is it not logical to assume that his criminal mindset would guide some of his actions? And you didn't respond to me, did you? Still aren't.
Me?
Yes,
oh, you want me to respond? No, I'm not going to respond.
Okay.
I have no response.
No, I have no response. All right.
We have two emails pending. Both have the word Trump in them. So, scratch that. The first one does not. It's Tucker, not Trump. Tucker.
Right.
Tucker and Trump are the subject of our emails. We'll take other T emails plus other letters, too. 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately. That's our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. All lines are open. No waiting. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about President Trump. His many misdeeds, the one thing good he's done, and the fact that the whataboutists are out and about. Whenever you say Trump, you got to say, what about Hillary? Thank you so much for joining us. We have asked for and received emails. They were sent to onthemark@wkok.com. You're welcome to join the individuals who have emailed us with their opinions about Tucker Carlson, President Trump, or immigration, or Tijuana. We'd love your opinion. On the market, WKOK.com. Text us at 70236, or you can call us. The toll-free line is open. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565.
All right, RJS from Penns Creek says, should it surprise anyone that some advertisers, businesses, are upset with the reporting of Tucker Carlson when these same advertisers love the cheap labor? This is the second biggest reason why we cannot get our border secured, and the first, of course, is the chance to acquire new voters. Build the wall.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, and then another writer says, how ironic Mr. Trump harped on and accused the Clinton Foundation of being corrupt, and look what happened. His own foundation was dissolved due to crooked and deceitful functions. Not only is it shut down, but he and his darling children are barred from serving on any other charitable foundations for a decade. This on top of scamming many individuals out of their savings, running a bogus university. What an embarrassment this man and his whole family is to our nation. All I can say is, lock them up.
1-800-795-9565. Al, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. You're welcome. I have a couple things. When you were talking about contact with foreign governments and negotiating with them, well, Ben Franklin went over to France, and he ran around with the upper echelon to get funding and backing and support and almost a go-ahead from the French, you know, upper echelon. So there he had that kind of contact, and he wasn't, you know, but one of the founding fathers, though.
But he was sent there. He was sent there, Al, by the President of the United States at that time, or by the government, whoever was leading the country at that point.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right.
He was our ambassador.
Trump said during the his campaigning, he told us that things would be private, and he told us that during the campaign, and there'd be no warnings of retaliation. We won't be warning our enemies from now on. And things are going to be secret, and we're all going to do some things that are just a little bit on the crazy side, and not warning somebody that you're going to hit them. I mean, that's a good thing. So he did tell us that, so he didn't lie to us there for, you know, you can't say he didn't warn us. And then my other one is, like I said the other day, if you take $89 times $63 million, that will equal about $5 billion. And that's all, the $63 million is everybody that voted for Trump.
Oh, for the wall.
89, yeah, and 89. And then it comes out to $5 billion, and that would also give us a monetary... We voted for our president. He was elected president. Now we might want to do it with our money just to show the establishment in Washington.
That's
that
a great idea.
We don't need great big government. We just need a small government that can work together, get things done, and all the rest of the stuff is really not important.
I like that idea. I mean, bill everybody who voted for Trump. That is a fabulous idea, including business people locally.
Everybody at 63 million people would send him $89.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
No big thing to try. I mean, because we're all on the hook for like 70 grand per person per illegal immigrant that causes any problem. That's an average. Some may be good for us. And, you know, I've been around and I've worked with migrants and I know they're very nice people and they send their money home to their moms or their girlfriends at home. They're good people, but we have laws that work. We don't need all the fiasco, but we already have all the laws, everything else. Let's just go by them, because we let almost 2 million people in a year, which is wonderful. Things are really going good, and the poorest people in this country have it better than some of the middle class in other countries. I mean, how many other countries where the poor people have big screen TVs and lie heap and they keep their house warm and they get food stamps to take care of this and that? I mean, there's nothing really to complain about. And it is Christmas time, so.
Why not?
Maybe if we can't get everybody sending their $89, we could have a telethon to build the wall.
All right, thank you so much, Al.
We could have a telethon. Anything. Great. Yeah,
get entertainers. Of course, there aren't too many Republican conservative entertainers, but Tim Allen might be available, and Kid Rock, and let's see, who
President
else?
Trump. Thank you so much,
Ted
Al.
Nugent.
Yeah,
Ted Nugent.
There you go. All right, thank you, Al. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Cindy, last caller before a quickie break. You're on the mark.
Hi, it's Cindy. Listen, you know, what I find ridiculous is the idea that people seem to have that we don't allow immigrants into this country. Every year, as I understand it, we admit over 1 million people. 1 million people.
Is that what it is? 1 million? Holy smokes, that's a big number.
That's a lot. Yes, it's a lot of people. Now, those people come legally. This is not about the illegal immigrants. Legally, we admit 1 million-plus people into this country every year. And this has been our policy for decades, to the point now that I understand it, that something on the order of 30% of the country is foreign-born. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but please don't make a picture that we don't admit immigrants to our country. I think we have a very generous policy of admitting people. On the other hand, I have no tolerance for people who come to my back door and break in. I zero tolerance for that. It has negative social consequences. I know that people want to ignore this, but all I read about is that our social programs for assistance are inadequate for the people who are here legally. Why then would we exacerbate that by adding even more people here who are illegal and make demands on those social services? I think that's ridiculous. You can read in the paper, online, how we don't have enough low-income housing. Where all these people who break in here illegally live, they, you know, this is all a part of a growing tension in our country. When they come and they take low wage jobs, that depresses wages. It's about supply and demand. If there were not enough people who responded to a $7.25 ad for a job, the employer would be forced to raise wages. That's true across every job, including low-wage jobs. But it's to their advantage to want to admit illegal aliens ad nauseum, because then they exploit those people and depress wages and create this lower class of people in our country.
Does anybody really want?
Right.
Does anybody really want immigration reform then?
I do want reform.
No, I mean anybody in Washington.
I want the illegal immigration to be halted. I want the wall. I would put up a GoFundMe. I'll send money.
$89
You know, the federal government just suggested they're going to send $10 billion with a B dollars to Central America in economic development. Of course, what does that mean? But that they encourage companies like Nabisco and GM to move out of the country, to move wages there, move jobs there to pay these people wages. And they go because they can pay them a third of what they pay hardworking Americans to do the same job. How is that a win for me, for my country, for my community? I don't see it.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Good point, Cindy. Thanks for calling.
All right, we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Feel free to call us at On the Mark or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way let you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, there are already about 50 GoFundMe sites called Build the Wall. Then there's some that are Build the Wall! Exclamation point. There's one that has the most money in it, $1,600. Secure U.S. Borders and Build the Wall. There's Build the Wall Part 1. There's Build the Wall 10 Feet Higher. And a wide number of variations of Build the Wall.
But none of these have more than $1,600.
Right. $1,600 is the Secure U.S. Borders one.
What's the average of the rest as you look through there?
$600-$700.
No. Oh. I don't think we're going to make it on this. Maybe the telethon's a better idea.
One from California, Build the Wall. The last donation was 2 months ago, and it has $50 2 months ago. So that's just about it.
So that brings up the question, who gets this money and when?
That's deep into the description of each one. This one is the one that has $1,600 is for police, first responders, Make America Safe Again, Border Patrol, ICE agents, sheriffs, and border walk security.
Do they have goals listed for these things?
We're fed up, and we're going to do what President Trump pledged to do, build the wall. CNN said it would cost each citizen $120 per citizen to build the wall. So, that's funny.
Al says $89 per Trump voter. That's
right. Well, that's wrong. So one of them must be wrong. Let's see. We're out of time.
Yeah, we are. Well, we'll have to continue this fascinating discussion tomorrow. And we had a caller come in, and they just couldn't make it before we ran out of time. So call back tomorrow.
All right, to be continued. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We do have a full-blown show tomorrow. It'll be Joe's last day before his retirement and holiday-lengthened series of 5 days. Off, but we know he's going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy you listening tomorrow on Thursday. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Time for the Dan Patrick Show on WKOK.